and we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air, talking about their 2023 season. And they're going to be real excited about what they've got going on and also other things going on from the Dune Summer Theater. We have the Artistic Director Steve Scott and Elise Carmani. Welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks, welcome. Larry and Esther. It's good to see you both.
It's quite a season you've put together.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I'm excited about it. I hope other people will be too.
Well, and I noticed that the shows are not really well known, which is actually great to explore some of these lesser known shows that sometimes don't get things. So why don't you start, you know, telling us about the season? And I should say to everyone, season tickets are out there and we'll talk more about how to get those. But I think your first show opens June 2nd. But tell us about what we got coming this season.
Well, our first show is a kind of classic farce called Boing Boing, which was actually very popular in the 1960s. It's based on a French farce. But it was revived again for Broadway about 15 years ago. And it was a huge hit. And I went to see it at that point and thought it was just amazing because it kind of, you know, most farces kind of make fun of everybody, especially the women in the play. Boing Boing, the women get the upper hand. And I think it's so that I think it makes it perfect for our times now, too. But it basically involves a young French guy who is engaged to three different flight attendants, and he kind of schedules their meetings by their flight schedules. And unfortunately, the flight schedules change. They all end up in the apartment at the same time, along with his best friend, and hilarity ensues. It's a very, very funny play. It's being directed by Jay Espagno, who was in our acting company 2 years ago and is now the artistic director of Pride Arts in Chicago. And he's a master of farce. I've seen a number of his productions, and I think he's going to do a great job of it. So we will start the season with a lot of laughs, I hope.
So, Scott, are you Scott, you had mentioned the Parisian setting. So are you, so yes. I've seen a version of it where everybody just used, you know, their own accents. Are you going to
everybody's using different accents because the three women are from different countries. There's a German a woman, a French woman, and an American.
Yes.
So we'll be messing.
I know, I think I was referring just to the man.
Oh, no, the man is Parisian, but he will be speaking kind of unaccented English. Yeah.
Well, you still have five other shows to talk about, so let's get
Oh, my God, yes. Our second show is Tick, Tick, Boom, which was the first play by Jonathan Larson, who later became very, very famous, of course, for writing Rent. And Tick, Tick, Boom, is an autobiographical musical talking about what it's like to be a late 20, early 30-something and not having achieved the goals that you set out for yourself. And what do you do? It's a wonderful musical. It was actually done as a movie a couple of years ago with Andrew Garfield. Basically, it's very funny at times. It's very reflective at times. It is a full evening's entertainment. And the music, as you would expect, is just amazing. And playing the role of John in Tick, Tick, Boom is Max DeTogne, who has been in our company before and I think is well known to our audience. But I think he's going to do a wonderful job with that. And that starts performances at the end of June. Then our third play is Christopher Durang's play, Masha and Sonia, and Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. I always get the titles screwed up. And it sounds like it's a deep, dark Chekhovian tragedy. It's not. It's about children, three siblings who were the children of Chekhov scholars, which accounts for their odd names. And basically, sister and the brother live in the family home in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. The second sister, who has been a Hollywood star and is now fading, comes back and basically says, I'm going to sell the house and you're going to have to move somewhere. And then we start talking about generational concerns and what do you do as you're getting older. And Masha, the Hollywood star sister, has brought her much younger boyfriend, Spike. So there is a lot of generational talk. It is one of the funniest plays I have ever read. I actually did a production of it at the Goodman Theater in 2015. And it was a tremendous success there. It's been a success pretty much everywhere where it's been done, and we'll hope that that continues at the Dune. But it's a smart play, a very, very funny play, and ultimately, a very reassuring play about life and life's journeys and pathways and all of that.
But, well, quickly summarize the other two, because we want to talk about some other things there. We only have about a couple minutes left here, so.
All right. So, well, we have our Broadway Cabaret, which we have done previously at Friendship Gardens. We decided to bring it into our own backyard at the Dunes, because we have a lovely backyard, which we'll be doing in August. And then we'll be doing our first ever new Works Festival. We're going to solicit plays, especially from playwrights in Northwest Indiana, and see what's brewing artistically in our own neighborhood. So we'll be doing readings from several plays second week in September. And I'm very excited about that. I love uncovering talent that I didn't know about, and this will be a great way to do that.
Well, Elise, let's punt it over to you and tell us about the spring soiree on May 20th and also season tickets.
Yes, we are encouraging people to get season tickets, $150 for all five plays, including the four plays from the New Plays Festival, and a bunch of wonderful parties, including the Spring Soiree, which is a subscriber-only party with cocktails and appetizers. You can get all tickets at dunesarts.org, front page right there. And if you have questions, call us.
And you can call that number at 219-879-7509. And they're located in Michigan City on good old Shady Oak Drive. We'd like to thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. And again, we'll have you back to talk about maybe some of the individual shows more in depth, and maybe have some cast members here. That's Elise Kermani and Steve Scott, the artistic director. Appreciate you coming on from Dune Summer Theater. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So exciting.
Thank you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.